With the 21st pick in the 2016 NFL Draft, the Houston Texans select Will Fuller, wide receiver, Notre Dame.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of Texans Huddle. And what a great night it was here at the 2016 Draft. Houston Texans end up with the 21st pick and select Will Fuller. Patty Smith alongside John Harris. What do you make of it all, John?
Well, they moved up to 21. They moved up one spot, but it's a guy that we've been talking about. Corey Coleman, Will Fuller. Will Fuller, Corey Coleman. What we didn't anticipate was the Browns moving from 8 to 15, which should have brought Corey Coleman in play for them. Had the Browns been at 15, I think a lot of people would have talked more about receiver going to the Browns at 15. But for the Texans, Fuller, 4-3-2. He's fast. Now, a lot of people will say, oh, he doesn't catch the ball well. He just needs to get it in his hands. And he catches it adequately enough that he's going to be fine. But he is a deep threat down the field. And with DeAndre Hopkins on the field, you can't double Will Fuller. So if he's going to go by your corner, how are you going to adjust? Bill Bryant's talked about the speed that he's wanted to see on the field. Well, he just got the fastest guy in college football coming here to Houston to add another layer. Now, you got DeAndre Hopkins, you got 4-3-2 Will Fuller, and you got a 4-4 guy in Lamar Miller in the backfield. You're that much faster. You're probably 3 to 4 times faster than you were last year or the year before that. This team just got a whole lot more dangerous in AFC South.
And realistically speaking, how quick of an impact can this kid make?
Well, because can he run by somebody? Oh, yeah. That's easy to do. Now, he's got to learn everything else. There's no question. He's got to learn every spot. But he can catch a screen and get up the field and go. He can catch the 9 route down the field. He can do those two things. Those don't take a lot of understanding. But he's a pretty smart dude. He's a quiet guy, very understated. I think he's the type of guy they'll like. And he comes in here and he lights this place on fire with his electricity. It's going to be fun to watch.
Well, there's a lot of electricity here. The fans seem to like the pick. Let's hear what the entire organization hears about this first round pick.
He's the guy that Coach and Rick had their eye on. He was their number one pick. There wasn't any doubt about it. And I think they did a great job.
Well, first of all, there's not many guys that can do what he does. Some people have compared him to Teddy Ginn. That's not fair. He can catch the ball vertically like nobody that I've coached in 25 years. Teddy Ginn is a very good player. This is a different kind of player. You throw the ball deep, he's going to catch the football. Certainly a guy that also can catch screens, can make people miss. He's multidimensional. This is a guy that will change the offense with Hopkins on one side and Fuller on the other. I think people in Houston are going to be excited to see what Bill O'Brien can do now stretching the field.
We just sat downstairs, Rick and I, and spoke to Will about, hey, just come in here and work hard every day, try to get better every single day. We've got a very good core group of leaders, veteran leaders in our locker room. That are going to really welcome Will, and there's a lot of great guys in there to learn from, namely DeAndre Hopkins at that position. So we feel really good about the position, and we just want Will to come in here and do what he did at Notre Dame, work hard every day, try to get better, and be a great teammate.
All right, we've taken our first time out on the show, but don't go anywhere. When we come back, we'll introduce you to Will Fuller. Stay with us.